It's time to play the puzzle. Joining us is Will Shortz. He's the puzzle editor of the New York Times and puzzle master of Weekend Edition. Good to talk to you, Will.
Good morning, Aisha.
Remind us, please, of last week's challenge.
Yeah, it came from listener Al Gorey of Cozy Lake, New Jersey. I said the initial letters in the title of a popular movie from this century. Spell the name of a popular sitcom from the last century. What titles are these? Well, the intended answer was Snakes on a Plane. That has the initials SOAP, leading to the sitcom Soap. We did have a few people send in Die Another Day, which was a James Bond film. The initials of that spell DAD, which was a BBC sitcom, but that only ran 13 episodes in 1997. So, not such a popular sitcom.
Yes, I feel like this one was a really tricky one because we received more than 115 correct answers, so a little bit less than usual. But the winner is Mark Engelhart of Seattle, Washington. Congratulations, Mark, and welcome to the show.
Thank you. Great to be here.
Okay, so Mark, tell us, how did you figure this one out?
So when I first heard the puzzle, I really, really tried to make both MASH and ALF work because I knew it was going to be a really short title. And I kept going through all of these different words, phrases. So I just thought of another sitcom that had a short name, Soap. And as soon as I saw the OA, I knew it was going to be Snakes on a Plane.
So what do you do when you're not playing the puzzle?
I am a content writer for a travel website, and my hobbies, I love baking and cooking, reading, and of course, listening to NPR. So,
oh, well, those are great hobbies. All right, Mark. So are you ready to play the puzzle?
I hope so.
You are. You're ready. Okay. Take it away, Will.
All right, Mark, I'm going to give you some 6-letter words. Insert 2 new letters between the first and second letters of my word to make a familiar 8-letter word. For example, if I said behead, B-E-H-E-A-D, you would say bonehead, inserting an O-N between the B and the E.
Got it.
All right, number one is atomic, A-T-O-M-I-C.
Oh my.
And it means relating to the structure of the body.
Oh, anatomic.
Anatomic is it. Sunken, S-U-N-K-E-N.
Not strunken.
No, but the R is correct.
Oh, really?
It's a word that means made smaller.
Oh, shrunken.
Shrunken is it. You got it. Lament, L-A-M-E-N-T.
Ligament.
Ligament, excellent. Maroon, M-A-R-O-O-N.
Macaroon.
Yeah.
Macaroon, you got it. Orator, O-R-A-T-O-R.
Operator.
You got it. Donate, D-O-N-A-T-E. It's what you do to a bomb.
Oh, detonate.
Detonate is it. Cinder, C-I-N-D-E-R.
Cylinder.
You got it. Inside, I-N-S-I-D-E.
Ironside?
Ironside, nice one. And your last one is hacker, H-A-C-K-E-R. And it's something you don't want to see on a plane.
Hijacker.
Hijacker.
Very good. I wrote down all of these words, and then it didn't help me at all.
Same here.
I was sitting here writing, and I was like, But you did very well. How do you feel?
Oh, I feel relieved and just kind of like, wow, I actually did it. So very excited.
You did it. You did a great job. For playing our puzzle today, you'll get a Weekend Edition lapel pin as well as puzzle books and games. You can read all about it at npr.org/puzzle. And Mark, which member stations do you listen to?
I am a sustaining member of 2 radio stations, KNKX here in Seattle and KCRW in Santa Monica.
Oh, very good. If you can sustain 2 NPR stations, like that's the type of thing we like. Mark Engelhart of Seattle, Washington, thank you for playing the puzzle.
Thank you. This is wonderful.
All right, Will, what is next week's challenge?
Yeah, it comes from listener John Seeger of Wauwatosa, Wisconsin. Name a famous living movie star, insert an R in the middle of the first name, and drop the last two letters of the last name, you'll get a familiar French phrase. What is it? So again, a famous living movie star, insert an R in the exact middle of the first name, drop the last two letters of the last name, and you get a familiar French phrase. What phrase is it?
When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Remember, just one entry, please. Our deadline for entries is Thursday, May 19th at 3 p.m. Eastern. Don't forget to include a phone number where we can reach you. If you're the winner, we'll give you a call. And if you pick up the phone, you'll get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and puzzle master of Weekend Edition, Will Shortz. Thanks, Will.
Thank you, Aisha.